talk environmental water. Michelle Campbell's here. Good morning.
Morning, Anthony. How are you?
I'm very well. Run through the title. What is your actual... Because it's quite extensive.
It's a mouthful. I'll do it for you. I work for the Commonwealth Environmental Water Office.
Right.
And so it's often called CHUO.
CHUO!
But my boss is what we call the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder. So
right.
She holds a whole lot of water. Okay. And which was purchased back under the Murray-Darling Basin plan and through efficiencies and buybacks. So she holds that water, and she alone decides where all that water goes across the Murray-Darling Basin.
Water retention. bureaucrats on the barrages. That's what you're going to tell us about this morning. What's been going on?
Yeah. So recently we talked about how some farmers have been exchanging upstream and downstream. So we've had some Humphrey Howie, our Renmark Irrigation Trust chairman, go up to Deniliquin and was hosted up there by irrigators and was shown around. And those irrigators have come down here and seen the barrages and the Coorong and things and southeast flows. So we thought it's time that the bureaucrats did the same thing. So we did that a few weeks ago, Anthony, and it was really fun.
So they had a good look of the whole setup?
Yeah, so they came down. There was a Coorong summit a couple of weeks ago, and we thought, well, if there's going to be a summit about the Coorong, we might as well show people the Coorong. So we had the mayor of Mildura come over. We've had...
Oh, big Jason Modica.
Big Jason Modica. Well, big? Would you call him big?
Nah. Well, he's big in Mildura. He's quite the identity.
And he's not your typical mayor at all.
No, and things water.
Oh, oof. Across it. And he was absolutely like a sponge. He couldn't get enough of it.
Don't ask him any questions. You'll never shut him up. He knows his stuff, though.
He does know his stuff, and he was there to learn and was asking questions all day. I think the term came out, I'm like a sponge right now.
Yep,
so he was really loving it. We had state government agencies from New South Wales, Victoria. We had Murray-Darling Basin Authority staff members come. We had the problem with the barrages, Anthony. I don't know if you know, it's not, other than the Goolwa Barrage, that's publicly accessible, but the really impressive part of the barrages, which is, shows over 500 more gates, which usually there's only one or two of those open.
Right.
500 gates, like it's kilometres long, but you can only get to it if you've got access by SA Water.
Okay.
And you
so
can
So these
only,
are actual gates across the river?
Kilometres of gates.
Okay, all right.
That can be driven across, but only under supervision. And
different to a weir at a lock?
It looks like, it's a good question, they're like a whole series of gates which would be smaller than what you'd see here in the Riverland.
Okay.
They're probably about 2 to 3 metres long and 2 to 3 metres deep.
Right, okay.
So just imagine big boxes of probably like your little wetland regulator. Mm. 530, I keep forgetting the number, but
right.
just kilometres of it.
Okay.
And it's something to behold. And when you see it, your world changes when you see the size of it.
Do they stop the free movement of the fish? Or is it
good
fish
question.
Ladders?
Up until very recently, most of these gates were shut and you'd only have one or two open at any time.
Okay.
The MDBA funded the installation of fish ladders across most of these kilometres of blockage, essentially, between the freshwater and the seawater. And the use of those fish ladders and fishways have been phenomenal. Fish are like, it's like a breath of fresh air for them, because a lot of fish live in the sea, but their breeding cycle requires going into the freshwater, migrating up and then coming back out. And of course, those babies that were laid or hatched,
spawned.
Thank
spawned,
you. I should
yeah.
use the technical terms. I don't. I find them boring. Spawned up in the lakes, of course, need to get back out to the sea. So, and of course, there's the opposite effect. There's some species that live in the freshwater that need to come out to the sea to continue their breeding cycle and then go back into the fresh.
Okay.
So those fish, it's like a breath of fresh air for them. They are using those. They're like highways. Let's not call them fishways.
Yep.
They're highways. They are being used at astronomical rate. But the problem with the barrages is that only you can get 5 to 6 cars out there at a time.
Okay.
And when you... We need to get you out there.
Yeah, I'd love to have a look at them.
Yep. Because once you see it, your world changes and you understand the end of the system. When you understand the end of a river, you understand the whole river.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a whole... I guess my personal passion is to get as many people down there to see it for themselves and understand how big it is and how much this river isn't really flowing as much as it did traditionally. It's a massive river that is only trickling right now.
Well, good to get the bureaucrats down there to have a bit of a look. And managing deliverability risk sessions coming up. What's this all about?
So we've got, there's a meeting.
Why does everything with you guys have to have this huge, big, long title thing?
Good point. I like a sexy name. I don't know about you, but...
MDRS. I can't even acronize it. So Thursday, 3 p.m., what's this all about?
Renmark Irrigation Trust is hosting a very important meeting, and I encourage all of your listeners to get along and ring Renmark Irrigation Trust, tell them that you're coming so that we can find a seat for you with COVID stuff.
Yep.
But essentially, we have the choke, so the where we visited, Humphrey Howe we visited recently, we've got a small section of the river, it's blocking up, it's essential part of getting water to South Australia. Some critical piece of science, very interesting piece of science has been done on this blockage, and we're going to hear all about what the findings of that are. I've seen a preview of it, mind was blown. Really, really, really interesting. All breaks a lot of myths around almonds and what the problem is and what it actually is, because the science has identified it. So I really encourage your listeners, anyone who's interested in the security of water in South Australia and who are interested in the river, this is the thing to get to. 3 o'clock, Renmark Hotel, ring the Renmark Irrigation Trust to book your seat, 3 o'clock. Be there.
Renmark Hotel this coming Thursday, managing deliverability risks session. Michelle Campbell, thanks for your time this morning. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank you.
On the Riverland and Mallee's 5RM, Breakfast with Anthony Millick.